I follow sports for a very long time, and whenever sports teams win a major victory, whether it be the World Series or the Super Bowl or the Stanley Cup, there's this huge celebration that takes place not only among the team members, but also in the streets of the city. And we come to Psalm 18, and it says, "To the choir master, a psalm of David, the servant of the Lord, who addressed the words of this song to the Lord on the day when the Lord rescued him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul, he said," and then it goes on. Well, this is a celebration of victory. And it's a psalm in which David pours out his heart to the Lord to thank him and praise him. It's a celebration psalm. It's such an important psalm that it's found twice in the Old Testament. You look at this psalm, and it's found in 2 Samuel 22 in the history book of Israel, and it's found in Psalm 18 in this hymn book of Israel. So what we don't find about David is that he's not celebrating this with bottles of champagne. He's celebrating with praising God and worshiping God. And the great lesson that we can see is that when God delivers us from our enemies, those who love God will praise and worship him and tell him they love him. Now, he's talking about himself as the servant of the Lord. And few people use that description. It's used of Moses, it's used of Joshua, it's used of Jesus. And this is a kind of psalm that will be sung when Jesus reigns and all the enemies are destroyed. And so, first of all, we come to a time where David praises God for his protection. Look at beginning at verse 1. "I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised, and I am saved from my enemies. The cords of death encompassed me. The torrents of destruction assailed me. The cords of Sheol entangled me. The snares of death confronted me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord. To my God, I cried for help. From his temple, he heard my voice, and my cry to him reached his ears." And so he wants to say right up front to God that he loves him. And when you tell someone you love them, you do so because the relationship has gone to a wonderful level. The relationship is no longer at a surface level, but a deep level. David had an intimate relationship with God, and through this wonderful relationship, he has come to personally know God loved him. And just how personal it is described in verse 2. 8 times in this one verse, David brings out that God was his own personal God. God was David's own personal protector, and David loved God for that. God was David's strength, rock, fortress, deliverer, refuge, shield, his horn of salvation, his stronghold. And we come to verse 3, and David calls on the Lord, and God had protected him and saved him. And that is all David did, call upon the Lord. No wonder David loved God. What a wonderful God he is. And it's clear from the next 2 verses that David faced terrifying death moments in his life when he literally thought he was going to die. In fact, according to verse 6, it was in those very moments that he cried out to God and asked God for help, and God heard his voice and God protected him. Then we come to verse 7 and we start seeing more. "Then the earth reeled and rocked. The foundations also of the mountains trembled and quaked because he was angry. Smoke went up from his nostrils and devouring fire from his mouth. Glowing coals flamed forth from him. He bowed the heavens and came down. Thick darkness was under his feet. He rode on a cherub and flew. He came swiftly on the wings of the wind. He made darkness his covering, his canopy around him, thick clouds dark with water. Out of the brightness before him, hailstones and coals of fire broke through his clouds. The Lord also thundered in the heavens, and the Most High uttered his voice, hailstones and coals of fire, and he sent out his arrows and scattered them. He flashed forth lightnings and routed them. Then the channels of the sea were seen, and the foundations of the world were laid bare. At your rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of your nostrils." And so God had thundered and roared from heaven on David's behalf. He shook the world to save David. God may be powerful, but he's also personal. And when David cried to God, God responded in all his power and sovereignty. God does have an angry side, and it's seen right here. When God gets angry, no one can stop him because his ways of judgment are far beyond the protective powers and devices of men. For example, God can send earthquakes and fires and heavy rains and hail and lightning. And those who desire to make God a God of total toleration do not know the truth about God. All those kind of cosmic catastrophes will be evidenced in later days when God pours out his wrath. And then we come to verse 16 and we see David praising God for his personalization. Look at that, verse 16. He sent from on high. He took me. He drew me out of many waters. He rescued me from my strong enemy and from those who hated me, for they were too mighty for me. They confronted me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my support. He brought me out into a broad place. He rescued me because he delighted in me. The Lord dealt with me according to my righteousness. According to the cleanness of my hands, he rewarded me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his rules were before me, and his statutes I did not put away from me. I was blameless before him, and I kept myself from my guilt. So the Lord has rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his sight. With the merciful, you show yourself merciful. With the blameless man, you show yourself blameless. With the purified, you show yourself pure. And with the crooked, you make yourself seem tortuous. For you save a humble people, but the haughty eyes you bring down. For it is you who light my lamp. The Lord, my God, lightens my darkness. For by you I can run against a troop, and by my God I can leap over a wall. So God took a very personal interest in David. He personally analyzed David's situation and delivered him from all who hated him. And we see at the end of verse 19, he explained reasons why. Because he delighted in David. God took great delight in David and rewarded him with this deliverance. When King Henry VIII had spoke and wrote against Martin Luther, Luther replied, "Tell the Henrys, the bishops, the Turks, and the devil himself, do what they can. We are the children of the kingdom, worshipers of the true God." And so we look at these qualities in David's life, and he pointed them out. He said, it says here, David lived a life of righteousness. David lived a life that was clean. He kept the ways of God. He did not depart into wickedness. David always thought in terms of God's word. He was blameless in his relationship with God. He kept himself from personal sin. And because God saw these qualities in David, there were certain specific actions God didn't regard to David. But David expands this beyond just treatment of himself. This is how God operates at all times, because God rewards the righteous with deliverance. Specifically, notice that the righteousness and cleanness is not determined by the eyes of man, but the eyes of God. And he rewards all with reciprocate treatment. Because David was kind and blameless and pure, God would treat him the same way. On the other hand, one who is crooked would discover that is not the way that God will do business. So God rewards the afflicted by saving them. He rewards the arrogant by abasing them. He brings light to the life of one right with him. And he gives supernatural protection and strength to one right with him. So there's no doubt that God takes a very personal look at those who cry for help. If the qualities of David's life are the same kind of qualities he discovers in our life, then we may expect that kind of treatment. And then he says, he praises God for his punishments. Look at verse 30. He starts off and he says, "This God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord proves true. He is a shield for all those who take refuge in him. For who is God but the Lord? And who is a rock except our God? The God who equipped me with strength and made my way blameless. He made my feet like the feet of a deer and set me secure on the heights. He trains my hands for war so that my arms can bend a bow of bronze. You have given me the shield of your salvation, and your right hand supported me, and your gentleness made me great. You gave a wide place for my steps under me, and my feet did not slip. I pursued my enemies and overtook them, and did not turn back till they were consumed. I thrust them through so that they were not able to rise. They fell under my feet. For you equipped me with strength for the battle. You made those who rise against me sink under my feet. You made my enemies turn their backs to me, and those who hated me I destroyed. They cried for help, but there was none to save. They cried to the Lord, but he did not answer them. I beat them fine as dust before the wind. I cast them out like the mire of the streets. So David was strengthened by what God did for him and what God did to his enemies. One by one, everyone was destroyed. When those enemies cried for help, God would not listen to them and he would not answer them. And look at that. Look at the two phases for the outworking of the punishment of God. What God did for David. God was David's shield and protection. David ran to God and God protected him. He gave him strength to cope and to conquer. He made his way blameless according to God's perspective. God made David vast in his ability to escape and pursue. He raised him to high levels. God gave him the ability to fight and strength to fight. God gently led David and protected David and kept David from falling. God did all these wonderful things, but for David's enemy, the story was completely different. You see here what David did to his enemies. In the first part, David praises God for wonderful things God had given him the ability to do. Now in this part, he describes what he specifically did. David pursued and overtook his enemies. He did not stop until all his enemies were conquered. He so shattered his enemies that they were not able to rise. He was strengthened and used by God to subdue all who were against him. And David was enabled by God to destroy those who hated him. And David took out all enemies. When they cried to God, God stayed on David's side. And prayer is such a powerful weapon. Even those doing evil will use it, but to no avail. And remember that David is praising God because God is the one who has done all these wonderful things. God is the one who does take sides. He took David's side, and one by one, every enemy of David was destroyed. We read Charles Spurgeon, and he said, "We cannot too frequently ascribe all of our victories to God." And in this church age of grace, we have the privilege of leaving our enemies to God, knowing that he will fight our battles. God's pursuit of our enemies will be relentless. He will not stop until they are all destroyed. Let us keep faithful and keep praising God for his faithfulness. And lastly, we see David praising God for his promotion. Look at verse 43. "You delivered me from strife with the people. You made me the head of the nations. People whom I had not known served me. As soon as they heard of me, they obeyed me. Foreigners came cringing to me. Foreigners lost heart and came trembling out of their fortresses. The Lord lives, and blessed be my rock, and exalted be the God of my salvation, the God who gave me vengeance and subdued peoples under me, who delivered me from my enemies. Yes, you exalted me above those who rose against me. You rescued me from the man of violence. For this I will praise you, O Lord, among the nations, and sing to your name. Great salvation he brings to his king, and shows steadfast love to his anointed, to David and his offspring forever." Not only had God delivered David, but he also promoted David. He made David head of many nations. David was king of Israel, and many foreigners willingly submitted to David's authority, which had been granted to him by God. If you know Jesus Christ, you are the most honored person on earth. The reason is because you are heir of the living God. You see here, God delivered David. God lifted up David. He rescued David from violent men. And so we look at verse 49. It says, "I'll give thanks to God among all the nations, and I'll sing praises to him." Now, if we work on developing these same qualities that David had, we may expect similar divine action. We see God do things for us like David did, and we must quick to tell God we love him. We need to thank him and praise him forever.